We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock with the 159th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. That's the fifth round. Kent Swanson here with Craig Stout, waiting for the announcement of what the Chiefs are going to be doing here in the fifth round. The third pick of five selections that they have scheduled for day three of this draft. And I'm sitting here looking at the board, and there's a lot of interesting players that still that still appeal to me, Craig. I like where the board sits for them. And that's kind of what we felt the entirety of this draft. We kind of like where some of these boards have sat for them.
It has, and we've talked about a lot of guys so far. Obviously, that happens when you are live for as long as we have been so far. So far, the Kansas City Chiefs have drafted players that we have spent not just a little bit amount of time on, but a lot of amount of time on this live stream so far. So I'm curious. Lots of conversations about Malik Washington. A lot of conversations about Christian Mahogany, Hunter Norzad, some corners there. You mentioned Caden. There are a lot of players that I feel like they could go with and we would be ecstatic with, because not only players that we like personally, but they are also very high on the consensus board. They're very high on a lot of teams' boards right now. So I feel like they're in a really good spot.
Yeah, and you heard how they were surprised that, Jaden Hicks was even available to them in the fourth round earlier, with Greg Castillo saying that. And so that seemed like a move where they're just letting the board speak. They went and knocked out their two most important, needs with their first two picks in the draft, and they did a tremendous job doing that.
I'd argue three. I would put tight end a very high need for them too,
But I think it's more just like, I think the rest of it has kind of been just like, hey, let's let the board fall. Let's just try to accumulate quality football players that fit our scheme, fit our culture, fit our program, and that's kind of where this is headed. So I don't think the Chiefs are necessarily locked into position right now. I could see them double dipping at receiver. Mm-hmm. I could see them going a position they haven't addressed. Continuing to build on the offensive line. Christian Jones, the offensive tackle, offensive lineman out of Texas, would make a lot of sense for them. If you want to take a swing on maybe someone that had some character concerns, you're looking at like a Leonard Taylor, the defensive tackle out of Miami. Few of those kind of players.
Christian Boyd, if they want to try and get a nose tackle that they can set and forget for a little while. They tried that last year with Keandre Coburn. Didn't work out. So maybe they take another stab back at that well again. There's a number of players that I like at this point.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like I think there might be some plus value that they might just try to, you know, try to accumulate here. We'll see.
Yeah.
The pick is not in. I'm looking to find out if I can get
I also don't have it as well. We got kind of like three or four ahead there, and then now it's a little bit silent for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not getting it tipped yet.
I mean it'd be fun to see them double dip at receiver somewhere here.
Yeah.
At some point,
if it's Malik Washington,
that'd be fun.
Yeah,
that would be such. I mean, that's one of my favorite players in the draft. So you don't need to get me going.
Oh yeah,
but the Chiefs are on the clock here with pick 159. They have not traded out. We have not seen the selection made though. Man, like seriously, like I could name several different positions where I'd feel good with this team taking one of these guys.
And, I know, and then that speaks to what they built so far. I think they walked into the NFL draft this year with two clear needs for 2024. They've got obviously some needs for 2025 that would make sense, so they can cast a pretty wide net here and still justify this with a BPA and position of need value, not just for 2024, but moving on from that. We have typically seen Brett Veach narrow this down, make it a lot more open at the top of the draft. It didn't matter this
year. Well, and I think one thing that's interesting about all this is like they went and took care of their positions with some small trade-ups, right, to just make sure that they got the two guys. But they've done a really good job of showing restraint on making a selection or moving up for a selection in round four. And what that's afforded them is now they get pick 159.
Yeah.
This is maybe not a pick that they were going to have if they had done some kind of trade-ups in round four. So, you know, sitting and getting Jared Wiley and getting Jaden Hicks without surrendering this pick as means to trade up for somebody.
So excited about too, yeah.
Yeah, like I think that's what's kind of enticing and intriguing about this is this maybe would have been a pick that they otherwise, you know, other years may not have even had.
Yeah. Again, part of the reason why we like those small trade ups is because they kept pick volume right now. And there's a lot of these guys.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
We have a pick.
Yes.
Let's do this. Here we go. With the 159th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs have selected offensive lineman Hunter Norzad out of Penn State. Craig Stout, this is one of your favorite players. Do not talk about the draft yet. Just tell me about one of your favorite players in this entire class.
One of the most versatile offensive linemen in this draft class. I've been talking about Hunter Norzad now for what, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months? It's a very long time that I've been talking about this guy. Now, all of a sudden, he's an interior offensive lineman, played at Penn State, but played for several years as a left tackle for Citadel. Penn State saw him, really liked what he was, plucked him out of Citadel, start him on the interior. He held up pretty well. His Illinois
Cornell,
tape is
by
really,
the
really good. Cornell, thank you. Yes, yeah, sorry.
Same thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know what I was going after.
I know exactly what you meant.
Thank you so much, though. But yeah, a guy that has the versatility that Andy Reid covets. I liked his tape at interior offensive line. I like the fact that he can move around the entire line. This is a 2025 pick. This is exactly a 2025 pick. I adore this. We got to talk to him at the East-West Shrine Game. He's a really fun interview. But yes, I love this pick. This is one of my favorite picks so far in the draft.
Yeah, he's a guy, like you talked about, like the positional versatility, the tackle background. These are the kind of players that we've seen this team, you know, covet out of, you know, that players that even wind up in their interior offensive line. I think he had a great process. I think he did a great job at the Shrine Bowl. This is a player that can be a one of those, you know, kind of versatile, you know, offensive lineman depth pieces that this team has liked in the past. I think he can play all three interior positions. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to be a guy that kicks out to play tackle, but you do have someone that can play at a very capable level along their interior. This is a fantastic pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, taking Hunter Norzad out of Penn State. This is going so great because
they needed interior offensive line.
They needed interior offensive line.
For 2025, yes.
They needed interior offensive line. So this is still a needs pick.
It does continue a streak for us here at KCSN.
Another interview that we have at KC Sports Network of a draft pick before he even gets picked.
Yep.
I think is that three or four straight years that we've had that?
It's every year we've gone to the Shrine Bowl.
Three straight years we've interviewed prospects at the East-West Shrine Bowl, and we've been able to interview a player that the Chiefs have selected.
Yes, absolutely. And
you can check out an interview with Hunter Norzad on our YouTube channel later today.
Yes.
So you're going to get an exclusive talk from feedback from him talking with us.
I just love his mentality. I love the way that he approaches the game. You know, I love what he really brings to the table there. I know that he was pretty low on the KC draft guide. If you turn on the Ohio State tape, you will understand why. It was not particularly good. But some of my favorite tape from him was in against Illinois, playing against a Johnny Newton. The things that I saw out of him was maybe doing more than what he was should have been asked to do as a center for Penn State. There was a lot of games that were thrown at him, a lot of twists, a lot of stunts, and he performed admirably trying to pass guys off. Zach Hicks and I actually watched this tape together, and one of the things that we got to see was a guy that was absolutely begging any offensive guard to take anybody from him, like physically throwing a nose tackle in front of the guard and basically tapping him on the shoulder and being like, you need to take this guy because your guy's looping around. Very smart player, knew where he needed to be, knew why he needed to be there, but couldn't transfer some of the time, you know, couldn't do some of that stuff. We were just really impressed at how hard he was having to pick up some of these things and how he was doing it. He was performing pretty admirably in that regard. It seems like an Andy Heck kind of guy that just knows what he's supposed to do, is picking up the things that he needs to do, is seeing some of these things early. He just needed a little bit of help, and because of that, it made him actually look worse because it looked like he was, quote, late to rotate to some of that when he's just
he's doing everything he can to get somebody to overtake. And, like, that definitely did make some moments look worse. But when you pay attention to the context of it, that's where you can kind of see that, yeah, he was just kind of put in a difficult situation. But you put it, you know, at the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, the good performance there at the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, really good performance at the Shrine Bowl. A guy that, you know, probably got overshadowed a little bit by the, you know, by the Mason McCormick's, by the Chris Mahogany, who had a good Shrine Bowl, still on the board here, but moved around quite a bit. Hunter Norzad did perform pretty well against a lot of those guys, really fought hard, really fought well in one-on-ones. That's not always the best spot for offensive linemen. It's clearly geared toward defenders in that regard, but moves pretty well. Not an elite tester by any means, but moves pretty well. It's just the versatility always caught me. The way that he was able to identify things early in the rep when he saw games happening in front of him, and the ability, a little bit of flexibility that he has to try and strain against some power moves and things like that. He's going to come in, be a backup offensive lineman in all three spots, has tackle depth. These are Andy Reid hallmarks at this point for interior offensive line.
Obviously, Maddie's not with us here right now, but I wanted to give you the scouting report that he gave on Hunter Norzad on April 13th. And by the way, this is literally a player we have mocked on KCSN's mock draft exercises on the lab.
Strong-arming you guys into that since January.
I would say, like, I think the first one we did might have had Xavier Worthy and Hunter Norzad back in February.
Yep.
We got to go back and look at that and figure that out because I can't remember exactly who was on the board that when we took him. But, I mean, this is another one of those players. But Maddie Lane, extremely versatile, high IQ offensive lineman, excels as a zone blocker or reach blocking, has grip strength and footwork to turn, a defender's ability to mirror one-on-one or pick up stunts, balance and flexibility to block out of frame, experience on the interior of the offensive line, and should improve the consistency. So, like, it's just kind of like just there's Maddie's, like, quick level take showing some of the highlights of him. That's the guy that we've watched a couple times, you know, over the process, and I remember we were watching him together on a Zoom once in the last couple months. So, yeah. Hunter Norzad, the offensive lineman out of Penn State, is the fifth round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, going 159.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.